Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. Gang, the winds just keep coming. First, the ultra-repulsive Stephen Colbert gets the boot. Now, the Trump-hating shock jock Howard Stern has just been dethroned. After 20 years of pushing his rabid left-wing wokeness, poisoning the airwaves, SiriusXM is pulling the plug on Howard Stern's $100 million contract. And when you hear why this Trump-hating shock jock is about to get the boot, you're going to be cheering. This is the same degenerate who spent decades corrupting American culture, and now karma is finally catching up. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to give you a front row seat on how you, yes, you are changing the world like you never even imagined. So make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Howard Stern, the man who single-handedly degraded broadcast standards for generations, is about to lose his radio empire. And it's all because of his radical left-wing politics and collapsing ratings. SiriusXM insiders are saying that they're planning to make him an offer they do not intend for him to take because the show is simply no longer worth the investment. And get this, according to reports, his audience has crashed from a high of 20 million loyal listeners to now just a pathetic 125,000. So let me tell you what we know about what's happening behind the scenes here and why this really is a massive win for conservatives everywhere, those of us who love faith, family, and freedom. Howard Stern's 5-year, $500 million contract expires this fall, and multiple sources are revealing that SiriusXM executives are just done with his TDS, with his Trump derangement syndrome. One SiriusXM insider revealed that this is basically Stephen Colbert 2.0. After executives saw what happened with Colbert, it's like they just realized they can't afford to keep Stern going. So just like CBS axed Colbert for being a financial disaster, SiriusXM is cutting loose their most expensive liability in Stern. But this isn't just about money. A second source is revealing that Stern's political leanings are not working in his favor and that his cancellation has everything to do with the current political climate. Translation, companies are finally waking up to the fact that alienating more than half of America is really bad for business. Wokeness is dead, and patriotism and America First is the wave of the future. Now, do you remember what Stern said? It was just months ago about Trump supporters. It was during the election, during the campaign. He said, and I quote, "I hate the people who vote for Trump. I think they're stupid. I have no respect for them at all." Again, this is exactly the kind of partisan nonsense we heard from Colbert before his collapse, as well as Jimmy Kimmel. In fact, Kimmel came out and overtly said that if you're a Trump supporter, don't watch my show. Don't watch my, it's not even going to be good riddance. It's just riddance. Go away. And Jimmy, I can assure you, you didn't need to tell us that. We were nowhere near you to begin with. But again, that's narcissism for you. Whatever you think of this guy, Howard Stern, whatever you thought of him, say, like before 2020 and maybe how he was sort of this, you know, cutting edge kind of guy, after 2020, he went completely woke. The guy who built his entire career on being anti-establishment suddenly transformed into the biggest pathetic shill for the establishment imaginable. He actually went so far as to say that people who didn't get vaccinated should be denied hospital access. Do you remember that? He literally said that if you didn't get vaccinated, you should be allowed to die. Now, again, the inflammatory nature of statements like that, that's not the issue. This guy built his entire career as the ultimate culture destroyer, right? For 40 years, he's been pushing the boundaries of decency until there were literally no boundaries left. He was the king of the shock jocks for sure. He earned that moniker rightly. The issue isn't the shock value of his statements. The issue is how this guy, Howard Stern, how he ended up becoming literally one with the establishment. Again, this once icon of resistance of the status quo ended up becoming the status quo's greatest champion.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states, thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab-tested, real results. Go to Mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's Mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
For example, take a look at this cringeworthy schmooze fest that Stern had with none other than the slobbering, oatmeal-crusted-lipped Joe Biden. Look at this.
Not only were you a star football player, but you were a lifeguard. I mean, you really, and you were the only white guy who was lifeguarding in this black community, right? Yeah, I mean, you were the one guy.
I was.
Your family is pretty, again, this goes to my point about, you know, the president is the father of our country. That's something we all say. And I think your family is so extraordinary because of the way they've conducted themselves and how they are with you that I feel you have a lot to give to the presidency. These are my feelings. It's pretty amazing family. And I submit for your approval that when you have a loving family like that, you got a lot to give because you get so much from them. You're the kind of leader I love because we're lucky to have you in the Oval Office and serving as the father of the country. Because if you're a good father to your family, which you are, I know you'd be a good father to the country. And I want to thank you for providing a calming influence, an organized administration post-COVID, getting that vaccine out, getting NATO, getting us to feel comfortable, standing up to Putin. I don't know what people are looking for in a president, or maybe it's that people don't feel like they're getting enough or something. I don't know what it is, but I'll give you your greatest hits. The lowest uninsured rate in history, 4 out of 5 Americans are covered for less than $10 a month. Knocking off a few ISIS leaders, cutting the emissions in half. I mean, you've always been an environmentalist. Even the marijuana reform laws, enough with sitting there and fighting that battle. Respect for Marriage Act. What the hell is with people with this gay stuff? Who cares if someone's gay? I mean, how is it affecting anybody? People in love, it's good, right? Love is good.
I mean, no, I don't know what's more cringeworthy. The way Stern slobbered all over Biden, who didn't even know, he didn't even look like he knew where he was. I don't know if that's more cringeworthy or the fact that the man who was fined a record-breaking $2.5 million between 1990 and 2004, the highest amount in American radio history, for all kinds of acts of degeneracy, all kinds of acts of indecency, showcasing the most sexually lewd, degrading acts of matter, thinking that guy thinking he had any high ground imaginable to morally lecture the nation. I mean, just think of the utter narcissism that has to take over in order for one of the most morally bankrupt charlatans on the planet thinking that he could lecture the rest of us about how we were such bad people who deserve to die if we didn't act the way he thought we ought to act. The same shock jock who used to rebel against the establishment is now a boot-licking sycophant interviewing Kamala Harris and demanding everyone get COVID boosters. As one commentator put it, in the end, Howard Stern frankly just became boring. He went from being the rebellious voice challenging authority to being just another left-wing establishment mouthpiece lecturing Americans about their politics. The man who made his fortune being outrageous now spends his time kissing up to celebrities and parroting Democrat talking points. And as we take a step back, that transformation from shock jock to establishment shill is absolutely fitting. Academic research has found that shock jocks like Stern promoted what they call a boy-man identity. And a boy-man identity rejects traditional masculinity and celebrates perpetual immaturity. Boy-man identities have no loyalty to tradition, culture, custom, nation. Boy man identities don't enlist in national service. They believe they have no moral obligations apart from that which they choose for themselves. And so they have no problem tearing down our traditions, particularly our moral traditions, as an utterly self-indulgent expression of this self-emancipation. Stern helped create the very cultural rot that's destroying American families and values today. And the irony is that the Democrat Party has of late followed in his footsteps. They have embraced precisely that sense of political emancipation. So it's no coincidence that Stern and the Democrats have found each other. They both have the same goals. They both hate our nation's culture, customs, and traditions. They both despise our gender norms, our sexual norms. And they're both literally hell-bent on destroying as much of those traditions as possible. The beauty in all of this is that those days, those 1960s-inspired days of destroying our national traditions, have come to a decisive end, largely because of what you did on November the 5th. And as a result, the walls are closing in on these Trump-hating media elites one by one. First, Colbert gets the axe. Now Stern gets the boot. Companies are finally realizing that alienating conservatives isn't just morally wrong, it's financial suicide. The days of the woke left are over. And while Howard Stern is but the latest leftist casualty in that liberal demise, he most certainly will not be the last.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.